I'm Jackie Mendoza, Director and Principal Consultant at Cause Perfect. We're an agency that provides fundraising consultancy and interim management to the not-for-profit sector. I think the story certainly does reflect the reality that a lot of smaller charities are facing at present. A lot of smaller charities struggle with the issue of balancing strategic issues with operational ones. And this is often exemplified in both the role of the chief exec and the trustees. It's often very difficult for a CEO of a small, under-resourced charity to juggle their strategic role with their operational one. So they often find themselves in situations like Jones of worrying about the need to secure funding as well as doing the day-to-day work. I mean, in this case, putting together and delivering the Christmas hampers. When resources are limited, the CEO often needs to rely on trustees to help him or her with various key tasks, and it's here that there need to be good, supportive relationships between the CEO, chair, and other trustees. There needs to be a clear understanding of roles, responsibilities, and expectations, and awareness of when the strategic role of trustees is starting to encroach on the operational and how this needs to be readdressed. I mean, there definitely need to be clear lines of communication. In terms of fundraising, this story shows how important it is to have a clear fundraising strategy that relies on a diversity of income streams. And I think the key thing is don't bury your head in the sand, as they've done when it comes to the competition. You could even be exploring ways in which you might work together to deliver better services to your beneficiaries. Sometimes there's that sense of actually looking at things almost, you know, in a bit of a tunnel vision. Whereas now, what really needs to happen is that we need to start looking outwards. We need to start looking at how we can collaborate with people. And certainly if you are a smaller charity, it's extremely important now because of the limitations in terms of funding to start thinking about where you can link up with other organisations, start establishing partnerships, and in that way, increase your chances of getting funding, because a lot of the funders out there are more and more looking into partnerships and delivering services through partnerships. Also, it's no longer enough to just say, oh, we do really good work, our beneficiaries really value us. You need to show how you and your donors are making a difference to their lives, and this needs to be based both on soft outcomes and harder, more measurable stats-based ones. Certainly, if you're moving into contracting and even partnership working, you're going to have to show return on investment, although more trusts and high net worth individuals are looking for proof of ROI as well. Because it's getting so much more competitive out there, it's important to really focus on your funding applications. You need to tell your story and adapt it to reflect the interests and the end objectives of your funder. To do this effectively, you need to build a relationship with the funder to know exactly what will rock their boat. And from a purely practical perspective, if you haven't written it yourself, always check the application for content, copy, and sums. Have a sign-off process, and if possible, make sure that more than one person reads the application before it goes out.